begin with item 29.
Request of Carl Wickman to address council regarding Cedar Crossings Covered Bridge annual update.
Welcome back, Mr. Wickman. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor and councilors. For the record, Carl Wickman. After last year's update, I received phone calls and even letters, people asking, what's the difference between satisfactory and good? These are the slides from last year's presentation, so I don't know which is satisfactory and which is good. Commissioner Novick, thanks to you and Erica Neville for arranging a very productive meeting with David Olongi. He brought engineering plans and I brought photos. Our area of concern was the southeast corner of the bridge. The issue, sidewalk flooding and roadway ponding. The cause, lack of maintenance. You can see that the catch basin is clogged with gravel and silt, which results in the flooding off to the right. We looked at the engineering plan and discovered that there is an existing gutter and an existing catch inlet, but the photographs show that they're buried underneath mounds of dirt, so who knew that they were there without the engineering photos? On December 9th, I got word that the USGS was going to conduct a survey at the site, and I drove through the mudslide on Flavelle, and then at the turnout at the bridge, there was a tree that was down, and you can see it crushed that pickup truck. The USGS was documenting the record-setting stream levels and flow of volumes to be used in computer modeling. The arrow shows the high water mark just 2 days prior. The USGS is concerned that there might be scouring happening on the southeast abutment. You can see these photos were from that same December 19th and can show that the volume was very intense that day. On December 22nd, when the wreath was put up on the opening slide, I was greeted with this, and I was very concerned what had happened to the bridge. Not to worry, though, it was Peabot at work. They had reclaimed over 200 feet of gutter and had exposed catch basin, and end to ponding, flooding, and splashing. They also, the asphalt was ground down to the wood subsurface, and a waterproof membrane was installed, and the surface was recovered. So what else needs attention? The interior walls on both the east and north side have to be repaired. This is due from the splashing and flooding of the cars driving through the ponding, and the water was never allowed to dry. This has now been cured with the fix that Peabot did. I was out there just yesterday, and it was totally dry. They have to replace 100 feet of rotten pedestrian rail top. I would pay for the replacement of this bullet-riddled sign. It's not a very attractive way to welcome people to Cedar Crossing. Graffiti remains a problem, but not very much of a problem. Cedar Crossing is going to have its 35th anniversary. Mayor Clark designated it as a scenic site. It was also included in the comprehensive plan as a Gold 5. Mayor Katz and then Commissioner Hales made it the poster child for the Pleasant Valley comp plan. These are the 2016 projects, a popsicle bridge competition with the local schools, a scenic bike tour route with the City of Happy Valley and Clackamas County Tourism to feature local sites, and a photo contest with a sponsor yet to be discovered. Thank you for your time, and remember that Cedar Crossings is the only covered bridge for probably within 100 miles.
Mm. Well, thank you for your advocacy. You've really done a great job of keeping the community's and the council's attention focused on this. Thank you. And for your constructive work with PBI.
Thank you for working with the city. Just to remind everybody watching at home where this bridge is.
It's off of Foster Road on Southeast Deerdorf, way in the heart of Southeast Portland.
And my understanding is it's the only covered bridge within the city of Portland?
Was the first ever built in the city of Portland and the only one ever built in Multnomah County as well.
Right.
Clackamas County lost theirs in 1957, and Washington County's last was in the 1940s.
Commissioner Fritz, I have a question for you. Since one of the requests addresses graffiti, what is the extent to which citizens can engage in self-help on the graffiti removal?
They're allowed to clean the back of signs. They're not allowed to clean the surface of traffic signs because they're coated with a special reflective surface, so only PBOT can do that. We're actually just discussing that in the ONI budget meeting this Monday to see how we could improve the volunteer coordination.
Thanks very much, Carl. Thank
you. You're welcome, Mayor.
And Mr. Wickman, if there's any issues you want to follow up with my office, Laura Hansen from my office is right there. But thank you so much for your work with PBOT.
Great. Thank you. Okay.